At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, folks, the Odd Couple podcast will go up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And also follow, rate, and review our pod. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We got an old friend coming back around at the bottom of the hour. None other, Rob, than Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM Director of Trading.
It must be about gambling. What's going on?
March Madness.
That's right.
And, yes, we'll bring back Lamar, and that should be a lot of fun. It's always good to talk to him. But in the meantime, in between time, let's go back to the NFL. And also, Rob, we're talking about another quarterback. Similar to that, had a very good year last season, played the best football of his career, team made the playoffs, but went out unceremoniously in the postseason, and he wants a contract. And he hadn't gotten it yet for his team. I'm talking about none other than Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. And Joel Klatt, who does a fantastic job covering college football for Fox Sports, he thinks that the Miami Dolphins should draft, Rob, Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington, in the first round. And here's why.
The way I view Tua and Mike McDaniel's offense is that it's not the right offense for him. This is not an indictment on Tua in the NFL as much as it is fit. I keep saying that. And when you watch Miami and what they really do, what they need is a guy that throws on time with great leverage and accuracy down the field. And there just so happens to be a guy that is his best attribute sitting there available, and that's Michael Penix. I still want to see Michael Penix with Mike McDaniel's offense and Tyreek Hill.
All right, there you have it, Rob.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I just that sounds good. And it doesn't mean that Penix is going to pan out in the NFL. You know,
but he is saying he thinks they should move on from two, you know, after next season. But I'm just so we're clear on that.
Yeah, but his point is that he would fit better at the offense, but we don't know that. What I do know about Tua is finally was able to stay healthy all year, finally put up some really good numbers, and we know the 70-point game. We saw that, which we've never seen in the NFL in a million years or whatever it was. And, yes, there were some issues. I'm not saying he's perfect or whatever, but he showed me a lot last year considering where he came from and what he was able to do. And if I'm Miami that did make the playoffs – and seem to be moving in the right direction. I'm not trying to take a step back with a rookie quarterback who I'm not so sure about. And if you're going to take him from the first round, right, you're assuming he's going to play, right?
Not next year. I wouldn't assume he's going to play next year.
So, you, yeah. I think you need to add pieces to what you have. And another quarterback.
Offensively, they got plenty. They need defense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then I don't want to waste a pick on a quarterback who's not playing. It's about next year.
If they draft Michael Penix Jr. or any quarterback in the first round, I think it's still Tua's our guy for this year, but one of these rookies is insurance in case we don't want to re-sign Tua. So let me ask you this. Would you give Tua, say, a five-year, $250 million deal right now, if not more?
I'd give him a contract. I would
give him. That type of contract?
I don't know what the money is. You know what I mean?
It would be about that.
I'm not saying he's the highest paid quarterback. I wouldn't do that.
But Justin Herbert money, I mean, we're talking about.
But I'd have to do that. Justin Herbert, I don't know. I mean, as good as he is, Chris, I thought he took a step back last year.
He got his deal before
right,
that.
Right, but I'm saying he took a step back.
But he's still really good.
Yeah, he took a step back, and I don't think they have any playoff wins, right?
I'm more certain of Herbert than I am Tua.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm Tua, not so sure.
Tua, Herbert's deal was 7 years, $262.5 million. All right,
I'm just saying I like what Tua showed me in a big year last year coming back. After there was plenty of questions about him. And ever since he's been there, there's been talk about drafting somebody else. And the guy just keeps playing. And at one point during the season, people were like, well, he could be in the conversation for MVP because his numbers were that good. And I know that they didn't end up there, Chris. But I like what I've seen, and I'm willing to take a look at this guy. You could play quarterback roulette all you want and think everything that's new and shiny. And we talk about it all the time. Like, it's like a 30% rate, success rate of guys, even if you draft in the first round, that don't make it. They look great in college, but they don't make it. This guy has shown he can play at the next level, and I want to give more time. And if the offense isn't exactly what it should be for Tua, then you make adjustments to make it work for the player. That's what the best coaches do. Not – I got a system, and it has to be this regardless. That's what Josh McDaniels did. That's why he hasn't been a good coach.
He did win but he won a lot of Super Bowls with Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as a head coach without Tom Brady and a great defense. I'm talking about that.
Now, McDaniels is a good coach.
He just ain't a good head coach. I'll tell you that.
I agree. Josh McDaniels is a good offensive coordinator.
He ain't no good, head coach. Right.
No, not a good head coach at all. But McDaniel is in Miami. I'm not sold on Tua. If I'm the Miami Dolphins, I am not giving him the long-term big money extension this offseason. I'm saying I got to see more. And when I say more, this is exactly what I mean. First of all, I need to see you stay healthy again. 16, 17 games this year. Because, Rob, he's been in the league 4 years. He's only been healthy one. And that was last year. And good on him. And I thought it was great. You know, we all are pulling for him to be healthy. But I need to see it again. Before I give you a five-year, $50 million annual, $50 million a year contract? No, I've got to see you stay healthy more than one season. So that's the first thing I'm looking for if I'm Miami. And I'm telling his reps, look, Tua's been healthy 1 year. It was great, but we want to see him this year. And I get it. You can miss a game or so. But 16, 17 games is what I want to see this year. Secondly, I want to see great production again. All right? He was very good last year. All right? And I want to see at least that this year. And here's what I mean. This is where I want the improvement, Rob. And you, I'm surprised you not hopping on this because this is usually your thing. He wasn't good against good teams. He beat up on tomato cans. And I'm not just talking about wins. I'm talking about his performance. He was 10-1 against non-playoff teams. 1-6 against teams that made it to the postseason. And his numbers dropped dramatically. Completion percentage from 71 to 62. Yards per game from 293 to 227. Yards per attempt, 9, which is great, to 6.5 against playoff teams. TD to interception ratio, 22 touchdowns, 8 picks against non-playoff teams, 8 touchdowns in 7 games, 7 picks against playoff teams. Who you got to beat to go deep? Playoff teams. And his passer rating went from 110 to 80 against good teams. Not to mention, Rob, the brother can't play in cold weather. I don't even mean really cold weather. I mean a slight, like, a little chill. He's 0-6 when it's 45 degrees or less. And so I'm not saying I'm totally out on him as far as like Joel Klatt. What I am saying is I definitely am not giving him the huge contract yet. Show me something this year. Stay healthy. Play great. And show me you can beat some of the good teams. Some of them.
But
I'm not asking you to lead us to the Super Bowl yet. But show me you can play well against some of these good teams. And maybe when it's a little bit chilly outside. And then we can talk about a contract extension.
Okay, but you're all right with paying Dak Prescott, who doesn't play well against the better teams.
He plays better than Tua.
Okay, but I'm giving you your
numbers. He plays better than Tua.
But in big games,
Better than Tua.
Bigger playoff games. I get it. He's played better, put up some big numbers, a lot against bad teams. In big games, a number of big games, he's wet the bed. Last year, playoff game against the first year starter in home.
We're not
home.
Talking about
no,
that.
I know. I'm just trying to give. But you're saying Dak,
you don't want to play Dak, but you want to play Tua, who hasn't done anything.
No, but
so
Dak,
what's the difference?
Because Dak has had a longer track record
he's
than
got
I know.
4 years. That's a long track record too.
No,
for
it's
Tua.
Not 8 years.
Four
Chris.
Years isn't long.
8 years is a long track
no, I
record.
Get that,
that's
but
a
don't
long
act like
way.
Tua's lit the world on fire.
It's not that. Is that he bounced back?
He can't even stay healthy.
He was. Was healthy last year.
Yeah,
that's
one
all.
Year out of four.
But
that's
Chris, your
you?
Argument doesn't work for me because
your say, argument doesn't work for me.
Say he stays healthy
so
this year and get hurts the next year. What does that mean? You
Rob,
can't.
You always say that
because
that
you
is the
because
most ridiculous
no, it's
stuff.
Not because
he
your
has
argument
a track
is
record
your
of
argument
injured.
Is so if he so Chris if he plays next year and then gets hurt the next year now
juvenile.
What? Now
bring
what?
It, baby, you're
it don't make
than
sense.
This,
no, because your argument makes no sense.
Bring something. Strong to
I
the table.
Be healthy again for another year, and then he gets hurt the next year. Then what do they do? Void the contract? You can't predict health. Stop it.
Okay.
Andrew
okay,
Luck.
Okay,
they signed Andrew Luck, Chris. And
this
what happened to Andrew
MO.
Luck?
Yell, because you
I'm
don't
trying
want
to tell
to
you.
Talk. Okay.
They shouldn't have signed Andrew Luck because he had a history of injuries, but they signed
so,
him.
So do we?
That's
we
my
always,
point.
When we talk about the NBA. We always say anybody can get hurt. But then there are certain players, Rob Parker, that it means more for that. When we talk about Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, it's not the same. Even LeBron at his age. Of course, Jason Tatum could get hurt tomorrow. Of course, Giannis Jokic could get hurt anytime. But it's different. With Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kawhi. And you know that. So stop it with the fifth grade arguments and bring me some substance.
No, did Andrew Luck get a contract, Chris, with his history?
You should be ashamed that madness came out of your mouth.
He missed 10 games. They still gave him a contract.
I'm going to do you a favor.
They still gave him a contract. You're the only one going around with. No, two of you got to stay healthy.
Let me yell, because I got nothing real.
And then maybe I'll give him a contract. Maybe
I got nothing sharp to say.
And then he can get hurt after that.
My partner.
You
got to
go based off of what he did last year, which was,
you're thinking
according
like a
to your argument,
grader,
according
Parker.
To your argument, he was healthy last year and he played well.
One out of four. One
there
out of
it
four.
Is. That's one the trend. He's trending been, that way, not going the other way.
I'm going to do you a favor.
You don't have to do me a favor.
No, I'm going to do you a
favor. Don't do me a favor.
You sound like a 10-year-old.
No, don't do me a favor.
One season out of four, he's healthy.
He played well and he stayed healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about Kawhi either, because this year he's been great. He's played almost every game this year.
Kawhi got a new contract. Did he get a new contract?
We ain't talking about that. We're talking about his injury history.
No, they should have said, the Clippers should have said, play one more year and be healthy, Kawhi, and then we'll give you a contract. They signed him, Chris.
Yeah, maybe they should have.
But they did.
You're right. Maybe they should have done that.
If they used your logic, he wouldn't be on the Clippers.
Where? Why not?
Because he can't stay healthy.
No, he wouldn't have a long-term contract with the Clippers.
Because he can't stay healthy. Don't give him another contract.
Do me a favor, Rob. And during the break, get on the internet and read. Maybe you'll come back.
I don't have to do that.
Take.
No.
877-99 on Fox. Excuse my partner for the juvenile takes. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should they keep Tua, give him the long-term deal, or maybe look at Michael Penix Jr.? Your thoughts on the Dolphins and Tua next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debits, a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. There are no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC, 877-99 on Fox. Tua. The Dolphins, should they look at another quarterback? Should they give him the big-time contract this summer or offseason, or wait till next season? Your thoughts, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Greg in Miami, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you guys doing? Big fan.
What's up, man? We're good.
Thank you.
Thanks for including us. That honestly means the most.
No doubt. I mean, that when Chris and I decided to do this show, we always wanted to make sure that you guys would be involved, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah, that means the most. There are shows that cater around not involving other people. Yeah,
most don't now.
Yep. Where are your people?
At least national shows. Like, yeah.
Yeah, much appreciated. Tua, like when he got drafted back in, what was it, 2020?
I'm assuming this was his fourth year. Yeah, but I can't remember exactly.
You got drafted. Like you're getting put around an awful team. You're getting put around a bad offensive line. Like they had nothing to do for him. They did not improve that over the next 3 years. He's improved from 2020 when he had 1,800 yards, and now 2023, 4,000 yards. He's going to improve as he goes, but when these guys get drafted that early and your team is that bad, he's going to get hit. And the worst part about the quarterback is, like, head injuries. He had that where he was taken out. They have to stick with him. I can tell you this, and this
so
is the last thing I'll say.
So you ready to sign him up for 5 years, 250, 260?
No. I would say 3 years. Maybe an option for a fourth. I would not do.
But that's not bad for $50 million, something like that, because that's what he's. I'm sure that's what they want.
Yeah, but the only thing that I would say is that and this is my own personal opinion. The first time I saw Tua come in, it was for the Eagles quarterback when he was hurt. I'm sorry, I can't think of his name.
Jalen. Yeah, you're talking about the Alabama.
Yeah, when
Jalen
he came
Hurts.
In for Jalen. When I first saw him throwing the ball, I was like, this guy is something.
But they all look great. I'm not saying I'd move on from him. I just want to see a little more. What I will say is this. Tua has proven he can win to some degree. He's 32-19 in his 4 years. They're 7-9 without him in those 4 years. So he wins a certain level, but I want to see him start beating some of the good teams.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate it. Mike in Augusta, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm sitting in the car laughing my butt off at y'all. Y'all remind me of my brother. Y'all remind me of me and my brother. But what I want to say is I would sign to a long-term deal, but nothing guaranteed, nothing more than
well,
4 years.
Hold on. Rob, I mean, you're on the opposite side of me, but come on. He got to get something guaranteed. Nothing guaranteed. Yeah, what are you talking
no
about?
No such thing. No agent is going to have him sign
right.
a deal like that.
So you want to give him – what type of deal you want to give him?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so we'll give him something guaranteed, but not a fully guaranteed contract.
No, but nobody's getting that.
What do you want to give him? Like, give us some, how much a year?
3 years, 5 years. He's got to get a contract.
I think he's worth about $35 million a year.
Oh, no, that's too low.
He's not settling for that.
Yeah. I mean, they just gave Kirk Cousins, who's got a bad wheel, who's right. 40 years 45. Old, and he got 45.
But Baker got
Cole was throwing darts this year, and they lost because they didn't make it far in the playoffs because they were decimated with injuries on defense. They were playing with third string guys.
You talking about you've Miami?
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Well, they do have trouble in cold weather, though. They have trouble in cold weather. Yeah, I like him. I just want to see one more year before I'm ready to give him the big money. That's all.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. Thanks for calling. How about Drew in Denver? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? What up? Hope y'all doing good.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I
think I know what Joe Klatt's meaning is because they're both kind of injury prone, right? Penix is injured in college, and Tua's injured in college. He got that ankle surgery, you know, before he came out. So I think he's looking
hip
at
hip injury.
No, was it a hip or is he got
the hip
surgery on his ankle?
He might have, but didn't it was something wrong with his hip at one point.
I remember that.
But go ahead.
I feel like I think the Dolphins got to think of it like, what's the point of having Tyreek and Waddle if we can't throw it deep with Tua? But Penix is kind of like the same type of player, but he could throw the deep ball and he's proven it in college. Yeah, it's college. I get what you're saying, but he's proven it. So it's like, and McDaniels can like. Tua not being able to throw it deep just like makes the offense you can't do anything because the safeties are in the box. All they got to do is cover slants, out routes, you know, posts, stuff like that. They don't really got to go deep, especially in the playoffs where all you got to do is
he doesn't have the strongest arm. Where I disagree with Joel, I think Tua is an on-time quarterback, but I think when you need him to do something out of the system, like create something on his own, that's where I think he lacks. So you're right. I mean, he's accurate deep, but he doesn't. You know, he doesn't have the strongest arm.
And you're going to get your stats with Tyreek and all these players. You're going to get your stats during the season. But it's like in the playoffs, we need you to throw that deep ball because you only get one or two chances instead of a whole season.
So nobody's ever checked down and just dropped it off to the wide receivers. You always have to throw it downfield?
No, you don't always got to throw it downfield. But think of it like this. Tom Brady, he didn't have to do that, right? He had to say, all right, I got beast defenses, right? He has beast defenses in the playoffs.
No, right. That's what I'm asking you because he wasn't throwing the ball downhill.
And he showed he could throw it downhill or downfield when he had Randy Moss.
Yeah, when he had to. But think of it in
but
the
But he could ball. Win without doing it, too, is my point.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Lamar Mitchell's around the corner first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is the BetMGM Director of Trading. He is the man, especially this time of year. Throughout the NFL season, then he gets a little break, and now he's back to being front and center. Our man, none other than the great Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, welcome to the Odd Couple,
brother.
What's
up, Lamar?
What up, fellas?
Oh, we got a bad connection.
Say it again.
How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
There you go.
Okay,
got you now.
Yep.
We got you now. We're good, man. Glad to have you back on.
Yeah, glad to be back on during this wonderful time of this little tournament.
Well,
what are
the odds that Calipari get fired? That's what we want to know.
Right. Y'all probably should. Do y'all actually have bets on that?
Right.
We might have bets back there in the back office, but not this year.
All right.
Well, look. I read this week, Lamar, that the handle for the NCAA tournament is expected to be upwards of $500 million. And to put that in perspective, that would almost triple the Super Bowl. So it's incredible. But before we get to the games, can you just set the scene for our listeners and tell us what it's like being in Vegas during March Madness?
Oh yeah, it's the best tournament and the best sporting event of the year, in my opinion. If you like something like this, because every weekend is different. The first weekend, the crowds are different from the second weekend, and so you have your buddies from college that you hook up with that you haven't seen in a while, and then you go to the second weekend, they go to the third weekend, and there's parties, and the weather's nice. You know, the weather is nice, so now with the mobile app, people can bet on the mobile app, so they're not always in the book. And I just, we have a bet on the app that first to score, the first point scored in under 21 and a half seconds. And you see bets like this because that's what people are betting, because it's just crazy. And so this atmosphere is, the Super Bowl is the king, but this right here, it's like a buffet. And it's one of the best buffets of sports betting you could actually have.
All right, and this is between just me and you, Lamar. Nobody's listening. Have you ever seen Shohei Ohtani place a bet?
I don't know if that's even going to make it on the air.
What? I didn't say anything.
You got a little delay. No, we'll see. I'm not sure.
All right, here we go. I read earlier this week that Kentucky was the biggest liability to win the tournament for you guys at BetMGM. Two-part question. One, knowing Calipari's history of choking, can you admit you guys were never at all worried? And number two, with Kentucky out, who is the biggest liability now?
First answer to your question. No, Kentucky, you know, they always have the best athletes. And, you know, if they gel at the right time, that team typically could run, you know, make a strong run to the tournament. And Calipari is a good coach. It's just unfortunate that they've run into some teams that they should have beaten easily. So
you giving them, you know, letting them off the hook? Are you kidding? Championship in 15 years?
I'm just saying, you know, were we worried? You know, they have the horses to do it. You know, it's a bluegrass state, so they do have the horses, but they haven't shown that they can do it. In regards to who are...
Yeah, your biggest liability other than...
Yeah, it's going to be the Tar Heels, Chapel Hill, my brother's team. So my brother loves the Tar Heels, and if he's listening tonight, he'll like to hear that the Tar Heels are our biggest liability.
Wow. Well, look, let's stick with the disappointments. Zach Edey and Purdue, they flamed out of the tournament each of the last 3 years. 2021, they lost to a 13 seed. 2022, a 15 seed St. Peter's. And last year, a 16 seed. All right, Fairleigh Dickinson. I know you're supposed to treat each season and each game independently, but their history has to be a factor, at least a little bit, when you guys set the lines, right?
Well, you know, I mean, the power ranking for that team each year, you know, when they get better and better, they're that team that, unlike Kentucky, they have a good team of mix of players, not just great athletes. So, yeah, we factor in a little bit of their history, but we really have to rely on the power rankings for that team. And but, you know, the public, when they see exactly what you said, Chris, everything that they see about their past history, that the public is all on the other side of these games. And I know Grambling, we were like a six-figure loser on the money line on Grambling because the odds were so high and just people were pounding Grambling to win the game.
You got to do that when you see a big number like that, right? Just figuring that they'll lose, but not by that much. The SEC currently is just 1-5 combined in the tournament so far, and all of those losses have come as higher seeds: Kentucky, Auburn, South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi State. Were all those upsets good or bad for you guys at BetMGM?
Well, you know, I'm not an SEC fan, but I'm a fan of upsets when they are in favor of the book. And those were all good for us, including today's losses by the SEC teams. But they were all good for us. And especially Kentucky, like I say, getting them out, that was our biggest liability. Future book, but also the game was also a six-figure loser for us if Kentucky had won that game and covered. So it's really good when these teams lose that people are, you know, heavy on the favorites.
All right, so look, Kansas, I mean, they got by Sanford by the hair on their chinny chin chin. And really, due to a phantom foul call, because that was a great block by that kid. Yeah. But
that's when they anticipate contact.
You see that, Rob?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, that was a great block. Great block.
Terrible call.
Their odds dropped from 4,000 or plus 4,000 to plus 5,000. So they won, but their odds actually got worse. As an odds maker, how big of a factor are style points when you're setting the lines in a tournament like this?
Style points are really important, especially with big programs and programs that you know are coming in hot.
You know, what we were talking about, Colorado coming in hot, and Kansas is not coming in so hot, and they're injured. So that phantom foul call you're talking about, which we saw the call, and we don't agree with it, but, you know, that's what it was called. So when we are looking at the matchups going forward, that's why the odds do drop for certain teams like that when they get worse, when you think they're going to get better or lower in that regard. So, you know, the next matchup for them is going forward. They still have all these injuries, and it doesn't look like they're getting anybody back. So we definitely take that in consideration with the style points.
All right, a couple more questions here. Looking ahead of Saturday's slate, number one seed North Carolina is going off as a 3.5-point favorite against Michigan State. Since 1985, there have only been seven times where a number one seed has been favored by less than 4 points. Does this line says more about UNC or Tom Izzo and his Spartans?
Definitely Izzo. I mean, he's a legend. They're not taking anything away from
that's Cuba music Izzo. To Rob's ears.
Yeah, okay. They haven't won a championship since Moby Dick was a guppy. I'm just saying.
he's definitely more into Sparty and Izzo. I mean, the public is all on Sparty here, 5-1, and the money line on this game because of Izzo and his coaching prowess. Not taking anything away from Hubert Davis, but, you know, Izzo's got the pedigree and he's got the tenure, and that's why the crowd's up against that's why the crowd's back in Sparty here.
All right, let's end it here, Lamar. I've said on the show plenty of times, I'm more excited about the women's tournament than the men's. And obviously, South Carolina, undefeated, heavy favorites. I got to imagine that the biggest liability for you guys is Caitlin Clark and Iowa. Am I correct on that?
You're definitely not correct on that, believe it or not. And this is my pick to win the ladies' championship.
Iowa?
No, it's the Lady Trojans.
Juju.
That's why I'm not giving any respect. And that squad is good. The whole Pac-12 was good, but the Lady Trojans are our biggest liability. Iowa's a small liability, but it's really the Lady Trojans.
Yeah. Wow. Iowa, only if there was corn involved, you would be in trouble, right? Look at that. You are so great to
that
me.
That is
thank
such
you.
A manufactured laugh.
No, thank you. You're the best, Lamar.
I like Rob. That's my boy.
You know what? That laugh is so good. I remember during the birthday party when I was doing my stand-up, I can remember you laughing at the party. It was so good.
The party was fun.
Yes. It was fun.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Great stuff, Lamar, as always. Thanks, bro.
Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Yes. Who's the bigger star, Rob? Harden or Kawhi? There's a debate. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Oh, this is Rob's song. I saw Rob at his party getting down to this.
Oh, this is my song, Chris. Do you remember this?
Yeah, this was a jam. Yeah. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Rob, let's end it here with a little NBA. Paul Pierce making a bold statement on Kevin Garnett's podcast recently. Here he is.
Why are James Harden?
Kawhi.
I don't know.
Because you're saying the culture. The culture got James Harden up there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why James Harden is a bigger superstar.
So that's what I'm saying.
Than Kawhi Leonard. Right? And Kawhi that won this,
I would agree.
But when Harden got the shoes people buy, Harden is a bigger superstar than Kawhi.
I would agree.
What you think,
Rob? I disagree. I think that Harden is more of a cultural favorite.
And remember, that's what KG said, right? Because the culture. He said, thought he said the coaching, but he said the culture.
Like that, because he's the strip club guy, the money, right. All that. You know what I mean? Yeah, and Kawhi, Chris, other than the laugh, we don't have any. Where's the Kawhi laugh? That's what he's most famous for, because we never really heard him talk.
Right.
Right? But as far as a superstar, I'm not. James Harden wins the popularity contest and the personality contest, but he ain't a bigger superstar. I'm talking about player, because when I think of superstar, I'm talking about playing ability, winning, and all that kind of stuff when I think of superstar.
And see, I think you're right, and I think Pierce, I think he means what you mean.
Right.
Because I think he may have just chose the wrong word, celebrity.
So he's a bigger celebrity.
He's a bigger celebrity.
Am I right, Chris? Before that laugh by Kawhi, what did we ever hear from him?
Oh, no. Kawhi's not a celebrity. I mean, superstar basketball player.
100%.
But no, he's like, Harden is definitely more of a celebrity. And I will say this, Rob, and I know you can't do this, but regular season, I would take Harden's career over Kawhi's. Would you agree with me on that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, numbers and...
Harden is a...
But Kawhi's whole body of work.
Been a bugaboo. Got two finals MVPs, two championships.
And Harden hasn't come close to that.
Right.
You know what I mean,
right,
Chris? That's the problem, is that's what diminishes Harden.
If Harden had one championship,
his whole thing would be different.
Then he might be bigger than Kawhi.
Yep. I mean, because he didn't have MVPs and numbers and all that other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kawhi don't have an MVP.
Yeah. I'm saying, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the difference. And I agree with you. If Harden had won something at any point, but he's been such the opposite. And I'm not saying he never had any big games, but you know what I mean. His regular season career compared to postseason is night and day.
Now, it's come to really define him. And I don't know what other player at that level, Rob, that you would say that about. Like, Karl Malone, you know, he had some bad moments in the playoffs, and he wasn't always great. You know, remember Jordan stripped him of the ball before he hit that famous shot. But it's not like Harden. You know what I mean? Rob missed the layup against Indiana, got outplayed by Olajuwon. You know, he had his moments, bad moments. Again, not like Harden. Like, Harden, to a large degree, is defined by the postseason struggles or disappearances or whatever you want to call it. And it's kind of a shame, because he's such a great player in the regular season.
And he is. He's a great passer, Chris, prolific scorer. I mean, like, shooter from almost anywhere. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to like about his game.
Yeah, it's strange. I remember, you remember when he struggled in his first finals, you remember against the Heat.
And Chris, and he was just great the whole postseason run other than the finals.
Right.
He was unbelievable.
Yep.
That's when I was like, this James Harden is amazing. Because remember, he was the sixth man on the bench.
Right, right. And I wrote it off as, man, the dude's young. He'll be fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well,
but
that's fair after your first time, you know?
Yeah, but apparently it was just something in him that some those moments can get to him at times. All right, it is the – what you doing this weekend, man? Big weekend? So,
no, nothing.
That's
you know,
nice, right?
Yeah, just going to relax this way. Weekend. Yep, nothing
yep,
going
same
on.
Same way. Well, have a good weekend,
you
my
too.
Man. And the iCouple, we are signing off, but don't touch that dial. Keep it here on Fox Sports Radio. The iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM Channel 83.
What's coming up next?
However you may be listening. Man, Rob, Jason Smith and Mike
Harmon. I never miss Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
I know you'll be listening on your way home. Don't even.
Of course I will.
All right. The iCouple, we are out. And fire is on the way. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.